Sometimes it helps, before meditating, to understand what is the object of the meditation. Well, it always helps. And sometimes we can find that out by just imagining, having that feeling, because that's where we're going. We're trying to evoke that feeling from our heart and hold it, become deeply familiar with that feeling of affectionate love. Or we can say equanimity. In this context, they're the same. So what if we can say, okay, suppose I can get there with my present mother. I can feel, without attachment, just, I can feel, coming from my wisdom, because I understand how deeply kind my mother is. Understand her real nature, kindness. And I can, I feel close. Naturally, my heart feels warm when I think of her. Naturally, my mind is happy. So imagine if you could feel like that with respect to every single living being, those you know right now, but also those you don't know in this life, or you don't know right now. Those that are in human form, those that are in animal form, insectos, so forth. Imagine just whenever you see a living being, a little fly on your window, somebody in the office struggling, a seemingly anonymous person on the train. There kind of comes this thing. Your first reaction is this affectionate love. Normally what we call love, of course, is a form of attachment, is a form of grasping, where we want for our own satisfaction, we want the company of somebody else. We use them, really. Attachment uses other people for our own satisfaction, for our own comfort, for our own security. None of this is present in the mind of affectionate love. In the affectionate love, there is just this feeling, this eventually spontaneous feeling. So this basic mind we have to develop with respect to all living beings. It's like tilling the field. You know, tilling, when we till a field, we remove all of the clods and lumps, and we pull out all of the stones and weeds. Everything becomes smooth. Everything becomes even. Everything, you know, when for example, if you're going to sow in a field, especially, let's suppose you're going to lay a new lawn or something like that, how we prepare the soil. So it's very smooth. All the irregularities are taken out, all the stones, all the clumps of dirt are removed, soil, weeds and so forth. We're doing that with our mind. We're trying to get the mind very level, as smooth, as level as the palm of a hand, and as smooth as lapis lazuli. We're trying to get our mind very smooth, very balanced. Then, in that soil, all of the realizations of the Mahayana will grow, for sure. Cherishing, love, compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta, they will grow naturally. But for as long as we look at the world through the distorted minds of attachment, hatred, and confusion, these minds will never grow. They block. These are the very weeds, the very stones, the very impurities that we need to remove. If we have true equanimity, Geshe says here, he says, when we develop this affectionate love, our mind is pervaded by pure love for all living beings. And this makes our mind peaceful and balanced, free from anger and attachment, which is why it's called equanimity. Peaceful and balanced, free from anger and attachment. At the moment anger and attachment is functioning all the time, we can stop this functioning by developing equanimity. If you have real equanimity, anger and attachment don't become manifest. Maybe we still have the seeds. We have a long way to go to eradicate the seeds of attachment and anger, but they don't become manifest. They don't disturb our mind. They don't distort our perception. The Buddha said, this is world peace. World peace is a world in which everyone has this inner peace. Peaceful, balanced mind, free from attachment and hatred, attachment and anger. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not, does it? If you can get that feeling and hold that feeling, you're going to contribute only peace, only happiness to this world. You will never be a source of conflict. You will never be a source of unhappiness, pain for others. So now how do we get there? Buddha said, remember, Condensed Perfection Wisdom Sutra, he said, you should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers. So this is the key. Why is he saying this? Okay, so now we understand. Okay, I can see how if I work on this with my own mother, I can get all of the distortions caused by maybe by anger or the distortions caused by attachment in all their various forms out of the way and see the real nature of my mother as a giver of kindness. And when I start thinking about all the kindnesses I have received, it's like the list is virtually endless. And Geshe explains this in great detail in many of his books. This is so worthwhile to contemplate, contemplating kindness. Warms, naturally the heart is warmed. So now Buddha is saying, we can actually have the same feeling with respect to all living beings without exception. We can see, well, Buddha said, we can recognize all living beings as our mothers. How? How is that possible? It's actually very easy. Because all living beings are our mothers. This thought, seeing all living beings equally as our mothers, comes from wisdom, doesn't come from delusion, doesn't come from attachment,